a multi-state international homeland security training, water quality, and boating enforcement exercise is underway on Lake Champlain. Operation Clear Passage will involve more than 17 agencies, including New York State's DEC, Division of Homeland Security, State Police, Naval Militia, and the State Intelligence Center, Vermont's Department of Health, State Police, Fish and Wildlife, Urban Search and Rescue, and the U.S. Coast Guard, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and the Canadian Border Patrol. During the maritime training exercise, officers will conduct environmental law enforcement and homeland security monitoring. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos says Operation Clear Passage is the first major exercise of its kind on Lake Champlain.
This is a massive exercise with a significant turnout from all the folks who have a stake in the health of this lake and the security of its populations. We are the first line of defense on the lake, given the environmental threats to this region, given the security threats to this region. You see what's going on in the world today. Preparedness, training, cooperation, getting to know each other, understanding each other's protocols, and developing familiarity. These are critical aspects of a training exercise like today.
Sagos continues.
The goals of this operation are fairly straightforward. Certainly bridging partnerships, improving our counterterrorism capabilities and disaster response preparedness, protecting water quality, and improving boater safety. This is a large water body, 120 miles long, critical international maritime point between Canada and the U.S. and certainly Vermont and New York. The lake's also an important recreational destination, and over 200,000 people draw water from this lake. It's critical habitat as well for many threatened and endangered species. So we are underway. Our boats are out in the water right now, most of them.
During the exercise, there will be more law enforcement on the lake than usual, conducting normal operations along with the enforcement exercises, according to New York State DEC Police Major Mike St. Genos.
You'll see our officers about both on land and the water with high-tech radiological detection equipment. You'll also see our vessels conducting routine maritime boardings, boarding vessels, checking for things like overboard discharges, boating safety, navigational safety, and of course contraband and any illegal persons entering the country. So you have a lot of boats on the water, a lot of law enforcement vessels, more than folks are used to. But if there was a major event, much of what we're doing today would be very similar.
At the marina, the 44-foot Lieutenant John Fitzpatrick is docked, preparing to enter the waters of Lake Champlain. Filled with high-tech equipment, it is usually deployed in New York Harbor and the Hudson River.
Hi.
How are you doing? Want to come down?
Yeah. What's your name?
Officer Waldy Augustinski. This is pretty much the helm where the pilot or the captain of the boat sits. We have a display for our radiation equipment. We have all the navigation, pretty much state-of-the-art navigation equipment.
So when you're looking at the radiation equipment screen, what exactly is it telling you?
It's scanning both sides of the boats, looking for various types of radiation, and actually is able of pinpointing the location of the source and actually identifies it and gives us the isotope ID. It actually can say whether it's medical, industrial, or is it a threat.
As the boat moves away from the dock, Major St. Genos extols its maneuverability and technical capabilities.
This is being moved laterally with the two rear engines, computerized, spinning its own thing. Shallow. You can swing that boat. We could move the boat sideways, swinging in its own length. It's the most maneuverable boat we have. A tremendous vessel.
Operation Clear Passage runs through Sunday on Lake Champlain. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.